This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Those of you that are married, I want to ask you this question. What if your spouse came home one day and said this to you? You know, I'm going to honor my covenant agreement with you. I'm going to honor my commitment to you. But the only reason that I'm doing that is because of fear of consequences if I don't. How would you feel? I'm going to honor this covenant, but the only reason I'm doing it is for fear of consequences. You might say, you know what? I want you to honor the covenant because you love me. I want you to honor the covenant because it's the desire of your heart to maintain the covenant and to build on the covenant and to strengthen the covenant. Do you think the Lord's any different? Is it any wonder that Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and the second commandment after that is to love your neighbor as yourself? I want to do just a very brief verse by verse and then share some stories as we close. Verse 31 says, the time is coming, if we could bring that up. I love that phrase, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. There's somebody in this room here today, I don't know who you are, but the time is coming or the time is here for you to take seriously your commitment to Christ. The time is coming or maybe the time is here now. Are you a person who's constantly talking about what you're going to do and someday we're going to do this and someday we're going to do that? I don't know how many times in the ministry I've had people, young, middle-aged, old, tell me, someday we're going to get serious. And someday I'm going to do this for the Lord. And someday I'm going to get really involved in the kingdom of God. And then I stood over their casket at a church where they did not have the time to do that. Life was cut short. And my point is not trying to be melodramatic, is that the time is coming has got to be a place in your life where you say, it's here. The time is here now. Let's look at verse 33. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. What's that a reference to? Under the Old Testament system, the Old Testament priest was the one who gave the truth to the people. He gave the law and said, this is what you must follow, this is what you must obey. But under the new covenant that Jesus established, the Holy Spirit comes into a man or woman's life when Jesus Christ becomes the Lord of your life. And I think this is what it's a reference to. The phrase, the time is coming, is a prophetic, messianic phrase. And when the Messiah comes, when Jesus, the Son of the living God, comes, he says, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. Do you know what that means? It becomes a part of you. You know that you're growing in the Lord. Get this. This is interesting. You know you're growing in the Lord when you don't have to look to a verse of Scripture necessarily to get some wisdom. A verse comes up in your spirit, and you say, I don't know where it is in the Bible, but I know the Word of God says this. That's the Word of God written in your heart and written in your mind, and the Holy Spirit will bring those Scriptures to mind. As you familiarize yourself with the Scripture, I believe the Holy Spirit of God is intelligent enough to remind you of them. And I love that phrase, I will be their God and they will be my people. I don't know how many times in my lifetime I have heard people scream this. I've heard them whisper it. I've heard them barely audibly say it. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm thankful that people have the privilege of saying, oh my God, because that's what Jeremiah prophetically said. There, the time would come when people will say, my God, and I will say, my people, the Lord says.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.